Most deaths from the coronavirus occur in people over the age of 65. And in the Ohio Valley, that includes a large number of people who served in the armed forces. On this Veterans Day, many older vets face a new fight. Corrine Boyer reports how the surge in community spread affects veterans most vulnerable to the virus.
On a warm night in Lexington, Kentucky, you might forget for a moment that the coronavirus has hit an all-time high in the state. Walk by any bar or restaurant, and you'll likely see people sitting side by side. Some stores don't enforce the mask mandate, despite the city's soaring case count. As cases spread, the number of deaths rise, too. This week, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear remarked on the 22 deaths at the Thompson Hood Veterans Center just outside of Lexington.
But because we Kentuckians have failed to stop community spread thus far, we can't keep it out of places like this. 22 veterans from one facility being lost. That's hard. And I hope, again, with Veterans Day coming up, we can do better by them.
The facility in Wilmore has 80 residents who've tested positive for the virus. 40 have recovered. In Ohio, 21 residents at two veterans care homes have died. And across the Ohio Valley, the Department of Veterans Affairs says more than 200 people treated in VA facilities have died from the coronavirus. As community spread becomes more prevalent, it becomes more difficult to trace cases and keep them out of facilities like veterans centers. Dr. Micheline Bhandari is the interim chair of the Department of Health Promotion Administration at Eastern Kentucky University.
And so if I go from place to place and I've had multiple exposures, you know, I realize I'm positive. And so a disease investigator starts asking me questions about my exposures. It gets hard to even identify or pinpoint.
Bhandari says that asymptomatic cases, which are more than 40% of cases, can lead to unintentional spread.
You've got kids that may go to school and then come home and see, you know, come back and visit grandparents, and they don't know and they don't intend to do that.
That's why masks and social distancing are important to reduce the spread to vulnerable people, especially those over the age of 65.
We really need to follow the recommendations that are being made, you know, to avoid large gatherings, to wear the mask. If you're sick, stay home. I think that's especially now in a time with other, like flu and strep and some other viral illnesses.
Veterans staying isolated in long-term care centers are also dealing with impacts on their physical and mental well-being. That's why Travis Martin, director of the Kentucky Center for Veterans Studies at EKU, says students are trying to help.
Where students at EKU will be working with technology and iPads to zoom in and talk to these veterans and just kind of spend some time getting to know them, talk to them about their lives and their experiences in the military, and just kind of be there for them the best we can using the technology that we have.
Martin, an Army veteran, deployed to Iraq twice. He says the pandemic has been hard on everyone, but understands what veterans might be going through. He says the women and men who served to protect their country now depend on their countrymen to protect them.
Suddenly they're older and they're kind of in a situation where they're depending on the goodness of other people to protect them and keep them safe. And so that's a real vulnerable position to be in.
Martin is looking for volunteers to contact vets virtually during the upcoming holidays. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Corinne Boyer.